Black History Month reflects on, celebrates, and honors the African American experience from the times of slavery through to the present day. Everywhere you look, Black culture, talent, and expression have played an enormous role in shaping America's past and present. From the 1500s to the mid-1800s, Europeans shipped about 12 million Black slaves from Africa to the Western Hemisphere. The first Black African slaves in America arrived during the early 1600s. Abolitionists used their homes to help Black slaves escape the South. This was called the Underground Railroad. Harriet Tubman, a runaway slave herself, helped about 300 Blacks escape to freedom. President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863. This freed slaves from parts of the South. In 1865, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery. Congress established the Freedmen's Bureau in 1865 to help former slaves resettle. Despite its accomplishments, the Freedmen's Bureau did not solve the serious economic problems of Black Americans. In 1909, a group of Black and white citizens in New York City who were committed to social justice founded the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. During the 1920s, many Black artists, poets, writers, and musicians moved to Harlem, a section of New York City, where they became well known for their writing, art, and music. Louis Armstrong helped to found jazz music during the 1920s. In the 1950s, the civil rights movement began. On May 17, 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that racial segregation in public schools violated the Constitution. On December 1, 1955, in Alabama, Rosa Parks, a Black seamstress, was asked to give up her bus seat to a white person. She refused and was arrested by the police. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against segregated public transportation. Malcolm X gained recognition as a spokesman for the Nation of Islam, a group of Black Muslims who supported the idea of creating a separate Black nation. He spoke out forcefully against the unfair treatment of Black Americans. On August 28, 1963, 200,000 marchers gathered around the Lincoln Memorial. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered the "I Have a Dream" speech. His words remain famous to this day. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. The law guaranteed equal rights for Black Americans and employment, voting, and the use of public facilities. In 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee, at the age of 39. A week of rioting in at least 125 cities across the nation followed King's death. In 1972, Congress passed the Firmament of Action laws that helped expand job opportunities to Black workers. They required governments and public institutions to hire more minorities because of past discrimination against these minorities as a group. In 1983, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, a famous civil rights leader, announced his plans to run for president. He received 6.7 million votes in the 1988 election, putting him in third place. On October 16, 1995, the Nation of Islam organized the Million Man March. The speakers urged Black men to be leaders in their communities and to work together to improve life for all Black Americans. On November 4, 2008, American voters went to the polls and gave Barack Obama a resounding victory. He won more votes than any candidate in U.S. history before him. Obama was officially the first African-American president of the United States.